时间过得很快。
Time flies.
这是我第四个主日在你们当中。
This is the fourth Sunday I've been with you here in Santa Barbara.
也刚好是一个月的时间，我来到这个 Santa Barbara.
This is just about the first month we have been here.
那谢谢大家对我和师母的这个关爱。
We are very grateful for all of the love, caring from all the brothers and sisters.
那么我们也逐渐的在认识你们每一位。
We are also using the opportunity to get to know each of you more and more.
虽然还不敢说能够叫得出每一个人的名字。
I'm still a little afraid of calling out each everyone's name.
但是我大部分的人我都还记得你们的名字。
But I think I know most of you by calling your names.
那上个星期呢，我们讲到耶稣基督所赐给教会的几种的这个恩赐或者这个领袖哈。
Last week in my sermon, I mentioned about several types of church leaders given the spiritual gift by Jesus.
那有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
There are apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists.
他们这是神赐给教会来建立教会的这个恩赐。
They are given by God to the church to build up the church.
那么首先呢，我们看到使徒和先知是带着神的权柄和使命呢，建立教会根基的人。
First of all, we'll see for apostles and evangelists, they are given by God to build the foundation of the church.
那么还有传福音的，就是带领人来归信主哈，然后加入这个教会。
For those evangelists who are given by the God to lead the church to spread the gospel.
还有呢，牧师和教师呢，则是是负责来牧养保护和教导那羊群的人哈。
Then for pastors and teachers, they are responsible for pastoring, taking care, teaching the flock.
那今天呢，我们要继续来看主耶稣呢，将这些恩赐赏给他的教会的这个目的哈。
Today we're going to look into the purpose of why Jesus has given this spiritual leaders to the church.
那么我们以刚才呢，这个立方姐妹呢，已经为我们念了这个以弗所书第四章第一到第十六节哈。
Just a while ago, Sister Li Fang had read the entire Bible verses in Book of Ephesians chapter 4.
其实我们已经听了这个四遍哈，因为我已经我们前三个主日和今这个主日呢，一共我们已经看了四遍哈。
So actually, you have read this Bible verses at least four times.
但是盼望就是说，我们其实呢，很多时候我们有时读神的话语就这样读过去了。
But I just want to remind you, sometimes when we read God's words, we just read it and then forget it later.
但是盼望神的话语呢，能够深深的印在我们的这个心中哈。
And I hope that as you read the Bible, God's words can really build into the root of your heart.
那么今天呢，我们只要看现在我只要看我今天要讲的这个最后一段的这个经文哈。
So let's look at the last part of this passage.
就是从十二节开始到十六节哈。
Starting from verse 12 and at verse 16.
他说：“唯要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，至等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。”被一切的异教自风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说程式化，凡事长进，连以严守基督，都全身都靠他联络得合适，百戒各按各职照做个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So I won't read again.
Okay, no, okay.
It's from verse 12 to 16. Pastor just read it one more time.
Yes. 那这里讲到呢，主 将这个五种不同的恩赐赏给的教赏赐给他的教会呢，就是要建立基督的身体，就是要建立他的这个教会。
So we can see here that Christ has given five spiritual leaders to the church for the purpose of building the body of Christ. That is the church.
首先我们看呢，这里讲到唯要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So we first pay attention to verse 12, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up.
那么首先我们可以先思考一下，什么时候基督的身体被建立起来呢？
So we need to think
什么时候这个教会才开始呢？
We need to think about this question. One, the body of a church was built. One, did it get started?
那么我们从这个使徒行传呢，我们就知道说当在这五旬节的时候
if we recall what has been recorded in the book of Acts, it talks about in the Pentecost.
那么圣灵降临在那122个门徒的这个
Holy Spirit descended into all of the disciples.
那么彼得就开始讲道
And Peter started his preaching.
那么当他讲完道之后呢
After his preaching,
那就有3000人那悔改来归信耶稣基督。
Peter's preaching had helped 3,000 people to come to Jesus.
那么圣经这样记载说，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交借、擘饼、祈祷。
The book of Acts.Chapter 2, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
那我们可以说呢，这个耶路撒冷的教会呢，是第一间这个主所设立的这个教会。
So the church in Jerusalem was the first church built by the Christ.
那但在这个建立这个教会的过程当中呢
，In the process of building such a church.
那必须做到两方面哈。
We have to pay attention to two important aspects.
第一呢，就是各尽其职，就是必须做到呢成全圣徒，各尽其职两方面哈。
So there are two aspects: the perfecting of the saints and the work of the ministry.
那我们先看这个各尽其职哈。
Let's look at the first aspect for the work of the ministry.
那意思就是说呢，每一位信徒呢，都要按照神所赐给他的恩赐呢，在这个教会里面呢，在主的身体里面呢，彼此的配搭，来各尽我们的这个职分。
This means every believer, based upon his or her spiritual gift, has to participate in works of service and takes their own responsibility.
那有一间这个圣公会呢，他的这个在他的主日崇拜的次序当中哈
，There is a Episcopal church where it's interesting to see how the Sunday worship program looks like.
那他的这个次序单呢，他就印作这个主任牧师的名字。
On the cover page of the program, it has the senior pastor's name.
那还有助理牧师是谁
？And then follows by the senior pastor's name.
那第三行呢，他就写下就是服侍者呢 ，ministers。就是写全体的会众。
Then the next line, it has really all the ministers' name, actually the entire congregation.
是的，这个服事不只是在只是限于这个牧师或者传道人而是全体会众。
Yes, ministry is not about pastor and the ministers. They are really every brother sisters in the congregation.
那但是呢，在信徒参与这个服事之前呢。那么教会当然有责任呢，来成全圣徒哈。
So this is a church responsibility for perfecting of the saints before each every church member come to be involved in serving.
那这个成全圣徒就是说，这个要来装备这个信徒来参与这个服事。
So for the perfecting of saints, it really means to equip God's people.
那在哪些方面教会需要再来装备这个信徒呢
？In which areas that church has to equip God's people？
那我自己本身认为呢，我们需要在四方面呢来装备 每一位信徒。
I think church needs to equip saints on four aspects.
那或者说我们每一位信徒呢，在这四方面呢，都应当受到装备。
Or in other words, every brother or sister need to be equipped on these four areas.
那第一方面呢，就是在我们的信仰上。
The first is about a faith.
就是说每一位基督徒呢都应当明白了解我们所信的是什么。
So for every Christian, we need to know what we believe.
那第二方面呢就是在灵命方面。
The second aspect, it's related to spiritual life.
就是说每一位信徒呢都应当学习如何来读经祷告来敬拜神与神呢建立美好的关系。
So for every Christian, you need to learn about how to readBible every day, prayer, you know, build a good relationship with God, and even doing the worship.
那第三方面呢，就是在生活上哈。
The third area is daily life.
那第二方面是比较是注重在我们与神的关系上哈。
So the second aspect really has the emphasis on the relationship between us and God.
但是我们知道，我们基督徒的生活也包括了我们与人的关系上。
Then our daily life really involves our relationship with others as well.
所以我们在我们的生活方面呢，基督徒应当得到装备，如何呢？怎样在家中、在社会当中、在我们工作的场所或者在教会当中呢？怎样过一个基督徒的生活？
So we really for the third area, we need to learn how to be a Christian, being a testimony of God in our.Community, in our family, in our church, and etc.
那最后一方面呢，就是在侍奉方面。
The last area is about ministry.
就是说能够装备信徒呢，能够晓得怎样使用神所赐给他恩赐呢，来参与教会的服事，来侍奉神。
So church needs to equip every brother sisters to know what's their spiritual gift in order to better serve in the church.
那么当然我们今天教会我们有这个成人主日学。
Now today we have this adult Sunday school.
我们有这个团契的查经。
We have fellowship Bible study.
然后我们有主日牧者的这个讲道。
Then we have pastor's Sunday sermon.
那这些一方面呢也是透过这些方面呢来教导来装备弟兄姐妹呢在这个信仰在灵命生活和侍奉上呢能够来学习。
So throughout of this, that the church and the pastor can help equip every brother and sisters to be a real Christian in all of those four areas I just mentioned.
那么这容易吗？
Is this easy?
那当然不容易哈。
Of course, it's not easy.
那么我们可以说这是教会呢无止境的这个工作哈。
So this looks like a countless work.From church.
也是大家呢每一位信徒要无止境的这个学习。
It's also looked for every Christian are ceaseless learning.
那么所谓呢我们中国人有一句话说十年树木百年什么树人。
So this is like a Chinese old saying that it takes three generations to make a gentleman.
Okay. I saw your wife. Okay, maybe. Okay, yeah. Okay, you understand what it means, huh? Okay. 那么这个意思就是说，今天呢，如果我们要建一个这个礼拜堂是很容易的。
So sometimes it's easier to build a physical building of the church.
但是呢，要建立一群那么属乎神，然后荣耀神的这个一个教会呢，这个基督徒本身却是不容易的。
But if you want to build our congregation with all the brothers and sisters who want to honor God, it's not easy task.
那有一位教会新聘来的牧师哈。
There's a story about a new pastor hired by church.
那么他就在主日崇拜的时候就开始讲一篇的道。
So on one Sunday sermon, he was preaching a message.
就是挑战这个弟兄姐妹们能够在这个属灵能够参与这个服事，还有能够活出基督徒所蒙 的这个恩召哈。
So he actually was questioning all the brothers and sisters about how you can live a life worth of calling, and then you can participate actively in church ministry.
那但是他借坐下来的第二个主日和第三个主日呢，他同样的讲同样的一篇的信息哈。
In the next subsequent Sundays, he actually was preaching the same message.
那如果我从第一个主日到现今第四个主日呢，我就同样的讲一篇信息。
So you notice actually I'm preaching almost the same message that from the first week until now.
OK, 你如果说我讲的都一模一样啊。
If you think I have been preaching the exactly same thing,
那你觉得说知识长老会有怎样的反应呢？
Do you think about how elders would react to this?
那我这个教会的这个这个执事会的这个长执会的主席呢，就来对这个牧师说哈。
So then the deacon board chair went to this new pastor and says the following.
他说：“牧师啊，难道你没有其他的信息可以跟我们来传讲吗？”
He said, "Pastor, don't you have other message to share with us?"
那牧师就回答说：“哈。”
Then said the pastor,
是有的。
Yeah, I do have, of course.
那只是呢，我第一个信息呢，你们都还没有做任何的异样哈。
Oh, yeah, of course I have. But what I notice is that even you have not.Been responsive to my first sermon yet.
就是说你我所传讲的第一篇信息你们都没有赐行出来。
So you have not taken any action in response to my first sermon.
那这也是让我们能够反省一下。
So this is really help us to reflect upon.
有很多时候呢我觉得说我们基督徒的比其他的这个宗教的信徒所听的是来的更多。
So sometimes it reminds me that Christians have heard a lot of sermons than other religious beliefs.
那么但是我们是行的又多少呢?
But sometimes we fall short in taking actions.
那只有今天呢,只有当每一位信徒都得到装备和愿意参与服事的时候。
Today, only until when every Christian's been equipped.
那么教会才能够被建立起来。
Can church been built?
那么教会教会被建立起来的样子是怎样的呢？
What does a church look like if it's already built up?
这里保罗跟我们说哈，就是他是长大成人哈，那么是满有基督长成的这个身量。
Paul here reminds us that for that kind of a church, it become mature, attending to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那么我想要跟大家这里所讲的就是一个被建立的这个教会呢，是一个满有基督长成身量的这个教会。
So you really emphasize that our church grow mature has the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
那我们就不看这些经文，我们就看到这个，但是这个长大成人满有基督的身量，什么意思呢
？So let's look at what does it mean for grow become mature and tending to.The whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那么简单的来说呢，就是在我们的生命上呢，在一个基督徒的生命上，能够越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
First, it means that in Christian's life, we look more and more like Christ.
那还有呢，就是在生活当中呢，借助我们的言语行为呢，能够越来越能够彰显主耶稣基督。
Secondly, we Christian manifest Jesus Christ in what we say and what we do.
那有一个故事呢，讲到这个一个著名的，我想大家都这个南丁格尔哈，这个富士。
There is a story about this very famous Florence Nightingale.
那有一个晚上呢，他经过一个病房呢，就里面呢有一个受了重伤的这个士兵哈。
Once she was passing by a ward in the night, and she saw a severely wounded soldier.Rising in that ward.
那么他就弯下身来看顾他哈，来。
Then she bent down to watch him.
那在他低下头看这个伤兵的时候呢，那么这个伤兵也抬着头来看着他哈。
As she was lowering her head down to watch the soldier.
那么这个他就听这个受伤的这个士兵呢，就对他说哈，对我来说呢，你就是基督哈。
And then the soldier looked up to her and said gently, "For me, you are the Christ."
那可以说这个兰丁格尔呢，借助他爱心的这个对这些伤兵的这个服侍哈，让这些士兵呢看到他就好像看到基督一样。
So through Landingale's action, the soldier seemed to see Christ in her love and actions.
那今天我们也盼望说，借助我们的这个言语行为呢，人家也能够看见啊，我们是能够看见耶稣基督在我们的身上。
So today we need to meditate on how much we really can do this, meaning people can see Christ through what we do and what we say.
如果每一位基督徒呢都有基督的样式，
if every Christian lives a life imitating Christ,
那么整个教会呢就满有基督长成的这个身量。
Then the whole church can become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
当人来到我们当中的时候，
when people come to be among us,
就能够看见耶稣基督。
They can see Christ.
那保罗呢提到要达到满要要达到呢满有基督长成的身量呢有几方面哈。
Paul mentioned about this aspect of being a full measure of a whole measure of the fullness of Christ. It really gets to several important aspects.
那第一呢，就是他讲到在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
The first is really about reaching unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
那今天如果我问，就是说今天我们所有的基督徒是否在真道上已经同归于一呢？
So today we need to ask the question: Have all the Christians reached the unity in the faith?
那我们可以说呢，在主要的这个真理上呢，我们是都同意哈。
I have to say that for those fundamental doctrine or teaching, I think we have reached some consensus.
但是在一些次要的真理上呢，有时候我们还是会有一些争议哈。
But we still hold some different opinions on those secondary teachings or doctrines.
那只有等到耶稣基督再来的时候呢，才能够解决我们彼此之间的这个差异。
I believe only when Jesus comes again, that can help resolve the differences among us.
那有些教会，例如呢，有些教会他就相信要为这个婴儿呢来施洗。
For example, some church believe in the practice for baptizing infants.
那有一些教会呢就不赞成。
Then some churches oppose this.
认为就是说一个受洗呢，一个人受洗必须先信了。
Because they emphasize about a person who can be baptized need to believe first.
那么婴孩他不晓得信。
Infant really has no capacity of knowing what he or she believes.
那还有些人我们知道说我们都相信主的再来。
Then there's another issue about Jesus' second coming.
那么但是当主再来的时候是否会在地上来建立一个千禧年的国度呢？
But regarding whether when Jesus during his second coming there will be a kingdom of millennium on the earth.
那么当然有时候会有不同的这个见解。
There will be different perspectives on the issue.
但无论呢我们在但无论我们在一些的教义上有一些的争论哈。
No matter which perspective you're taking on the controversial issues.
或者说我们承认我们在一些的这个次要的这个教义上呢会有一些的争论。
Or we acknowledge that there's some actually differences among us on those secondary doctrines.
但是最重要的是什么呢？
But what is the most important one?
就是主耶稣这个保罗在这里所说的就是认识神的儿子。
This is actually what Paul is teaching us here, to have the knowledge in the Son of God.
那意思就是说呢，无论我们在一些次要的这个教义上会有持有不同的观点，但是每一个人呢，我们都必须认定我们相信这位神的儿子耶稣基督。
So although we could still have a different opinion on some doctrines, but we have to be in agreement about Jesus is the Son of God.
那我们必须相信呢，耶稣基督是神的儿子哈。
So we have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他道成肉身呢，来到这个世上。
So he came to this world in flesh.
为我们的罪呢，钉死在十字架上。
Incarnated and then later crucified on the cross.
那第三天从死里复活升天哈。
Crucified for our sin and then rose again on the third day.
那将来还要再来。
And ascended on high and will come again, descended again.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
那么我相信呢，这是不能够妥协的哈。
So this is something. This is a doctrine we can never have a compromise on it.
所有称为他是基督徒的，如果是真的是基督徒的，相信是属于神的这个教会的，都必须要接受或者相信这个主耶稣基督。
So for every Christians, at this the self-claimed Christians, no matter which church and denominations.Have to accept this fundamental doctrines.
那耶稣基督可以说是我们信仰的这个中心。
So Christ, Jesus Christ is the core of our faith.
那今天呢，我们可以看见到一些正统与异端的这个信仰的这个差别哈。
Today we have seen many differences between the Orthodox and the Heresy.
那么多与耶稣基督有关哈。
They all center around who Jesus is.
那很。所有的异端邪说呢，他们都否定耶稣基督是神的儿子，是神本身。
For many heresies, they deny Jesus Christ, deny the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那第二方面呢，就是长大成人哈。
So the second aspect is about becoming mature.
那我们看到神的这个心意呢，不单单要建立他的教会，也要他的教会人能够长大成人。
Not only does God have this will to build the church, and he also has this will for the church to become mature.
那我们知道这个一个长大成人他的一个特征是什么呢？
Do you know what is the key character of being mature?
那好像我们知道说那些小孩子或者在婴孩的这个阶段，他们很多时候呢就不晓得这个分辨什么是对或者错哈。
We all notice that for those infants, they were not capable of discerning the true and the false.
但是呢，我们知道说一个长大成人，我们就晓得来分辨什么是对是错。
But when a person grows into be adult, they have the capacity of discerning true and the false.
那保罗说，当一个这个基督徒呢长大成人呢，他就什么？他就不至于中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异端、异教之风呢摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So Paul here reminds us that for those who have grown into, adult, meaning matured, then they would not be tossed, forced back.And by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming.
那意思就是说呢，一个成熟的基督徒，一个长大成人的这个基督徒呢，能够分辨就是说能够分辨什么是对，什么是错的这个真理。
So it means really a mature Christian has this ability to discern.The true and the false things.
那今天我们可以说呢，有许多的这个团体，他在讲所传的是似是而非的这个道理哈。
Today we have to say for some churches, people really preach paradoxically.
那他们认为呢，他们所传讲的是根据圣经。
They self-claim they have done their teaching biblically.
但很多时候他们却曲解了圣经的话，或者断章取义哈，来达到他们的目的。
But oftentimes, actually, they have misinterpreted the Bible. Sometimes, gobbling the quotes out of context.
那么我们知道，在美国呢，今天有两大的这个异端哈。
Today, we probably have noticed there are two major heresies.
就是耶和华见证人和这个摩门教。
It's the Jehovah Witness and Mormonism.
那么他们最大的错误是什么呢？
What will be the key fallacy of their faith?
第一呢，就是他们不相信这位三位一体的神。
First is they don't believe the Trinity of God.
那当然了，好像当然我们相信神是独一的，就好像今天我们在查考这个在成人主义学查考生命记的时候呢，就讲到神是独一的。
Of course, you know, one important point to make here is just like what we talked about this morning in Adult Sunday School about Deuteronomy, that God is the only God.
但是我们看到这个圣经，神在圣经当中，当他逐渐的这个更多的这个启示的当中呢，特别来到这个新约，我们更清楚看到我们所信的神他是独一的，但是他也是三位一体的神。
So yeah, in his revelation through Old and the New Testament, God revealed to us he also is a God of Trinity,
就是圣父圣子圣灵，
Holy Father, Holy Spirit and Holy Son.
那么还有异端呢，他们不相信呢，当然了，他们不相信三位一体的神，他们就不相信耶稣基督呢是神本身。
And also for those heresies, they don't believe in the fact that Jesus is the God.
他们相信耶稣只不过是神所先造的。
So he only believe Jesus is someone called by God.
那么第三呢，他们也不相信圣经呢是神唯一的这个启示或者信仰的这个权威。
Thirdly, they don't believe Bible is the only revelation from God and has the utmost authority.
那么好像这个摩门教呢，他们除了这个圣经之外，他们还有这个摩门经等等。
Yeah, they have their Mormon scripture in addition to a Bible.
所以我盼望弟兄姐妹们呢能够谨慎。
So I really want to give this caveat to the brothers and sisters about these different Pharisees.
那么就是说好像主耶稣所提醒我们的，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Just like what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, watch out that no one deceives you.
那第三方面呢，这里说保罗说要用爱心说诚实话。
The third aspect is about speaking the truth in love.
那我们知道了今天呢，在人与人交往当中呢，我们最多的就是用这个言语哈，与人来交往。
So today we notice that we depend so much on the language as we communicate with each other.
那么所以圣经当中呢有很多关于这个话语的这个教导。
So there's a lot of biblical teaching in the scripture about the use of language.
那好像呢讲到说我们所讲的话。
It's Paul mentioned about we don't have to use eloquent language.
那么我们要讲在这个积极方面呢，我们要讲造就人的话。
So we have to say words that will serve as the benefit for the others.
那我们要讲感谢的话。
We have to see things that thankful.
那其中呢，当然这里保罗告诉我们说，我们要讲诚实的话。
Paul here really have the emphasis on speaking truth, meaning speaking honestly.
当然那个英文的翻译就是 speaking truth, 就是说我们要按照事实的这个真相来讲，或者说反过来说呢，我们就不可以讲虚假的话。
So it's really emphasized we have to say certain things according to the fact. We should not see any lies.
那今天呢，我们是处在一个社会呢，当然我们很多的这个虚假的这个信息哈，
today
有很多虚假的信息。
Yeah, today we are living in a society full of false information.
所以我们要非常谨慎哈。
So we need to be very careful.
那我们不要讲这个虚假的话。
So we should not say lies.
那我们要讲诚实或者按照真理来讲话。
We have to speak the truth.
那 但是我在想说保罗 为什么要在这里提到说用爱心说城市话。
Why, I'm thinking why Paul made the emphasis here about speaking the truth in love.
特别对我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹来讲。
Particularly take the perspective for each every brother and sisters in this church.
那我想呢他是在一个他特别呢我们知道说在教会呢难免我们会发现呢有时候一些的弟兄姐妹他们会做错或者说做错了一些事情或者犯罪。
So in church, it's often occurs that we observe some brothers and sisters were making mistakes. Yeah.
那么我们这些作为基督作为这个无论我们是作为领袖的或者作为弟兄姐妹们姐妹的我们有这个责任来劝导他。
No matter who we are as church leaders or just brothers and sisters,We have this responsibility to give advice to them.
Yeah, 当然一方面呢，这里保罗提醒我们要很按照真理或者诚实的来跟他讲。
On one hand, Paul reminded us that we have to speak the truth.
来指出他过错或者这个地方哈。
Point out the mistaken being made, the mistakes being made.
那我盼望说他能够回转。
And hope that he or she can realize and turn back to Christ.
那但是保罗也提醒我们哈。
Then Paul also remind us that.
当我们去跟人家讲的时候呢，我们也要带着这个爱心哈。
As we speak to others for their mistake, we need to have a heart of love.
我们绝不能够站在一个好像比他更高的一个地位上来讲，好像我是来教训你哈，或者来责备你。
We should not take our one upmanship attitude and seem to be standing on a high position for criticizing the others.
我们乃是要带着一个谦卑，要带着一个爱心呢，来跟他谈哈。
We need to have our humble heart and the heart of love to talk to our brothers and sisters.
我相信呢，当然呢，有时候诚实话不是每一个人都喜欢听哈。
I understand that sometimes speaking the truth does not necessarily please everyone.
但是我们讲的人呢，必须要有爱心哈。
But the one who say something or share criticism to others must have a heart of love.
我们的目的呢，不是要来贬低他哈。
We are not really to do this for the purpose of despise.
我们乃是要挽回他，让他能够继续走在神的道路中。
We really want the brothers and sisters to return back to Jesus.
所以保罗在这里劝勉我们要用爱心说诚实话。
So Paul made his emphasis here in his teaching to us for speaking the truth in love.
那第四方面呢，保罗也让我们凡事长进，连以严所基督。
And the next aspect, Paul emphasizes that we will grow in every respect to be the mature body of Christ, the head of church.
那这里凡事长进哈。
So, grow in every respect.
那在提醒我们，我们真的是像刚才我讲的，在我们的信仰，在我们灵命，在我们的生活，在服事上呢，能够不断的长进。
So it really means, as I just mentioned earlier on, we have to grow in every respect, like our faith, our spiritual life, our daily life, and our service.
那我们要有一个继续不断追求长进的心。
Then we need to have this willingness and the heart for seeking the growth.
当我们不追求长进的时候呢，像我们中国人一句话，不进则退了。
If we don't seek the progress, it's really like another old saying is, we will have setback if we don't pursue progress.
那么这里保罗提醒我们要凡事长进，并且要连以严所基督。
So here Paul really emphasizes about that we are joined with Christ, the head.
意思就是说呢，我们所做的，我们所追求的一切，我们所做的一切呢，都不能够以耶稣基督为我们的元首哈。
So we that means that for what all we do, what we pursue, it need to be joined with Christ as the head.
那么我们怎样联于耶稣基督呢
？How can we be joined or bonded with Christ？
那有两点哈。
There are two sub points.
我相信你们都懂的。
I think you have a good understanding of this.
就是信靠顺服哈。
That is trust and obey.
就是说我们不是信靠我们自己的才干才能哈。
We do not rely on our own gift and capacity.
我们乃是信靠耶稣基督哈。
We trust and obey Jesus Christ.
在任何的这个环境底下呢，我们来信靠耶稣基督。
In any circumstances, we need to trust and obey Christ.
那在面对任何事工的时候呢，我们也要来信靠耶稣基督。
As we face any challenge in your ministry, we need to trust and obey Christ.
那另外呢，就是顺服哈。
Then the other aspect of this is to obey.
那我们不是顺从自己的这个意思来行哈。
We're not in obedience to what we think.
乃是按照主的这个意思来行。
We do things according to God's will.
所以我们讲连以言所耶稣基督呢，就是要信靠他，顺服他。
So it means that as we were trying to be joined with Christ, as the head of church, we need to learn the lesson of trust and obey.
那第五方面呢，就是百戒呢，各按各职造作各样的功用呢，彼此相助。
The next aspect is related to each part does its work, joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
那么今天呢，我们发现到我们身体的我们的身体啊，会发现到我们身体的各部分呢，都会按照各部分不同的功用呢，彼此的配搭。彼此的相助哈，以做成一件事情。
So it's noted that every part of a body has a function, and it has to really work together in a good coordination to in order to fulfill all of the functions.
那么，好像今天呢，我来到教会。
Just like today, I came to church.
我开车来到教会。
I was driving my car to come to church.
那我需要什么呢？
What does I need to drive?
我需要我的眼睛来看。
I need my eyes to watch.
然后我需要我的手呢来控制那个方向盘。
I need my hands to control the steering wheel.
还有我需要我的脚呢来踩这个加油器刹车器。
I need my foot to control the accelerator or the brake, yes. Yeah.
还需要什么呢？
What else do I need?
还需要这个那个头脑了，要想啊，看要去哪里。
I need my brain to make decision. Yeah.
那我们看见到了每一个部分都重要哈。
So we see every part is important.
每一个部分都要扮演它的这个角色。
Every part have to play a role.
那同样的，今天教会呢，是由我们每一个人组织成的。
Today, it's likewise it's true that for the church, it's composed of every brother sisters.
每个人都重要。
Every brother sister is important.
都需要发挥你在这个教会的这个功能。
You need to take your role to function in the church.
我们常常有时候我会听到一些弟兄姐妹或者说。一些人讲的很消极的话。
Oftentimes, I hear some pretty passive comments from brothers and sisters.
反正少我一个也没有关系了。
It doesn't matter much if you know I'm not part of that, you know, things.
或者说啊，我做不了什么呢
？Or I'm not capable of doing anything.
那虽然真的是有时候我们当然呢、神赐给我们不同的恩赐才干。
Yes, God has given different spiritual gift to all of us.
那但我们就不应该讲说我做不了什么，或者说赏我一个也没有关系。
So if that's true, we shouldn't say that. Oh, I should not involve this. I don't have the capacity to be part of this.
那我们都应当按照神所赐给我们恩赐才干来参与服事。
So we should participate in the ministry according to the spiritual gift given by God.
因为每一个人都是重要的，在这个教会当中。
Because everyone is important in church ministry.
那最后呢， 那在爱中建立自己。
At last, I want to talk about to build up, build itself up in love.
那我们知道教会必须要有爱哈，才能够真的是才能够和睦，也才能够成长。
We know that church does require love for among brothers and sisters in order to grow.
我们也知道说爱是神生命的这个特性。
We know God is love, and love is the key character of God.
当我们能够彼此相爱的时候呢，神就在我们当中。
When we are able to love each other, God dwells in us.
那犹太人呢有这样的一个传说。
There is a Jewish legendary story.
那就是说有一个地方呢住着两位弟兄。
There's a place where two brothers live side by side.
那么有一次呢，他们有大丰收。
One after a great harvest.
那么这个哥哥呢，他就在一个晚上呢，就想到。
The older brother was thinking about this on the night.
他说，呀，这个哥哥他已经成家了，有孩子。
The older brother has married and has his own family and children.
那个弟弟呢，却是还没有结婚，只是一个单身。
And the younger brother is still single.
那这个哥哥呢，在那天晚上，他就想到，哎呀，我弟弟呢，孤单一个人。
So on that night, the older brother was thinking, oh, my younger brother is still single, just living by himself.
那我可以把我所说成的一部分呢，来给他，让他跟有钱呢，能够娶一个太太，能够成家立业，能够成家。
So I should give a portion of the crops I have harvested to my younger brother, so he would have enough money to get married.
那么那个弟弟呢，在那天晚上也同样的也这样的想。
In the same night, the younger brother was thinking something like this.
他想到他哥哥呢，又已经结了婚，又有孩子。
Then he was thinking about his older brother has married and has a big family with many children.
那么他就觉得说，我应该把我所存的一部分来送给我哥哥。
So then he was thinking that I should give out a portion of what I have harvested to my older brothers.
因为他比我更需要。
Because he needs more.
那么他们在晚上的时候呢，在夜晚的时候呢，就把自己的一些所存呢，就送到对方的这个仓库里面。
So then during the evening time.They just took some their crops and sent over to the barn of the other brother.
那早上当他们起来的时候，发现他们的这个仓库哈，并没有减少哈。
When they wake up the following morning, they surprisingly found that actually there's nothing, there's really no crops, you know, reduced in their barn.
那么他们第二个晚上呢，他们也同样做同样的事情。
Then in the following night, they did the same.
那但是呢，第二个晚上他们就彼此相遇了。
But by coincidence, actually, they came across each other in the second night.
那么他们就彼此说明他们的用意哈。
Then they communicate with each other for what they have done.
那当他们明白对方所做，他们就拥抱而哭哈。
As they get to, you know, the understanding of what the other party was doing, they hug each other.And share the tears.
那么根据这个传说呢，他们所站的在彼此拥抱的那个地方呢，就是后来犹太人所建的这个圣殿的地方。
It was said that the place where they met each other became the place where the Jewish people built their temple later on.
那当然，这只是一个传说了。
Of course, this is a legendary story.
但是也告诉我们说，今天教会的建立呢，也必须建立在我们彼此的相爱上。
So it really the moral story is that we need build this church with love.
那特别呢，今天我们看我们的教会不是很大哈。
Today we particularly as we notice that our church is not that big.
如果在我们当中有任何的不和或者纷争的事情哈。
If there's any conflict or dispute occurred among us.
那我相信很快的大家都知道，很快的大家都会化解到。
Soon after it occurs, many people will be informed about what happened.
所以我们要更加的这个谨慎。
So we need to be careful.
我们要更是要彼此的相爱，既合意。
So we really need to learn the lesson to love each other and to reach the unity.
当我们能够彼此相爱合意的时候，我们才能够面对，我们就能够面对，靠着主呢，就能够面对任何的这个挑战。
So we can face any challenges by God as we can reach the love and the unity in Christ.
所以最后呢，让我们思想一下。
In conclusion, let's think about a few questions.
神今天要建立这个教会。
Today, God is waiting to build His church.
那今天我们有没有在信仰、灵命、生活、服事、装备自己去追求长进呢？
We need to ask ourselves, have we grown in our spiritual life, our faith, our daily life, and our works of service?
那今天我们有没有长大成人，越来越像我们的主耶稣基督呢？
Have we grown mature, more like Christ?
那我们有没有在我们所做的、所追求的一切呢，连以严守基督，信靠顺服他呢？
It's what we do, what we say, being joined with Christ, and we are able to trust and obey Him.
那么今天那今天我们有没有按照神所赐给我们的恩赐，与弟兄姐妹彼此的配搭，彼此的相助，彼此的相爱呢？
And the last question is, have we made the best use of the spiritual gifts to work together, side by side with brothers and sisters, support each other, and love each other?
让我们这时候我们能够在神面前来静默来思考一下。
Maybe have a few minutes of a meditation before our God.
天父上帝
，Heavenly Father，
我们满心感谢你。
We give all the thanks to you。
今天你在主耶稣基督里面
，Today in Jesus Christ，
你救赎了我们。
You have saved us。
你拣选了我们。
And you have really selected us，
能够成为你的儿女
，To be your children，
也能够成为你教会的一份子
，To be a member of your church。
能够成为基督身体的一部分
and to be a part of the body of Christ.
天父啊，
Father God,
我们知道我们在这个身体里面
we are all in this body of Christ.
我们知道我们有所应当扮演的这个角色
we know what role you expect us to play.
我们也知道我们应当与其他弟兄姐妹一起的配搭。
We know we need to work together with all other brothers and sisters.
应当彼此的相爱。
We need to learn to love each other.
能够也应当装备自己。
We need to be prepared to be equipped.
能够来服侍你。
To serve you.
能够来建立你的身体。
And to build the body of Christ.
天父啊，我们知道我们有许多亏欠的地方。
Heavenly Father, we know we're in debt to many brothers and sisters.
我们有许多我们没有做到的地方。
We know we fall short in what we do.
我们恳求天父你自己来施恩来怜悯我们。
Lord, may have your mercy on us.
让我们每一个在我们的生命当中
，so we can in all our lives
能够。越来越像主耶稣基督。
So we can live a life more and more like Jesus Christ.
在我们的生活当中
，in our daily lives，
也能够彰显主耶稣基督的荣美。
We may manifest Jesus Christ in His glory.
我满心感谢你。
We give all thanks to you.
因为你是这个教会的头。
Because you are the head of this church.
你爱这个教会。
You love this church.
我们知道你也不离弃你的教会。
Of course, you're not going to forgiven, forgave,
forsaken
us.
我们将我们自己再次的完全的献上。
We dedicate ourselves to you.
我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.